Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 552. Letter to Tchaikovsky. In the vision given me at Roosevelt, I was shown something in regard to your case. I saw that your moving to New York was wrong. There were those in New York ready to counsel you, who had not the least foresight or judgment, and who were not capable of taking care of themselves. And again, it was very expensive for you to live in a city where the money must be paid for everything necessary to support a family. Your own lack of judgment, with poor calculation and miserable counselors to help you, consumed much means, which would have made your family comfortable and saved you from much suffering and privation. Dear brother, I was shown that you make too many high and large calculations that you can never carry out. If you should attempt to follow your own plans, you would make a total failure and would be driven to discouragement. You are not free from temptations, and you feel very uneasy, because you cannot be doing some great work. Your mind is constantly upon the reach to engage in some work, which you will certainly fail of accomplishing. It is your duty to be more easy, quiet, and be contented to do what little good you can, as Providence opens the way for you. You are constantly trying to open some way for yourself, and if you continue to plan and make so large calculations, you will greatly burden your brethren, exhaust their patience, and Satan will tempt you. Individuals will present inducements to you and represent that this people do not appreciate your talents, etc. You will be tempted to break away from this people, where you can be pushed forward to do more. But Brother Tchaikovsky, I was shown that if individuals could obtain their object and cause you to leave this people and carry out their plans, their interest in you would soon die. Without God, you could accomplish nothing, and they would be disappointed in you and would have no further care for your family. Your being a learned man does not benefit you much in this work. If you had acquired not half the learning you have, you would be far more useful in this work. Your zeal is good, your spirit God loves, but your labors cannot accomplish what you anticipate. Should you visit other countries, your way is hedged up. Your preaching the truths you hold would cost you your liberty and finally your life. You could be of far more use to make up your mind contentedly to do what you can as Providence opens the way, and in doing this, can be of far greater use than to push your own way forward and lose your liberty and your helpless family be left without a protector. Your children need a father. You should teach your children habits of industry. You are not willing they should learn the power of endurance. Useful employment would keep your oldest son out of evil habits. If you cannot teach him to labor, you should put him in the care of a judicious man who could teach him to be useful. You have a work to do here right in your own family. Brother C., you reach too high to be of essential service in this cause. You must lean upon the judgment of those who have experience. They must be your anchor, or you will drift anywhere and be of no use in this last great work of preparation for God's people. Released May 20th, 1977.